Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on December 11th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing okay, Joe. How are you?
Great. Fantastic.
And just okay, because those darn weathermen failed to tell us that there was rain happening last night.
Oh.
It wreaked havoc with my curls. Let's just say I was not prepared. Wait, did it rain at your house?
It did, absolutely.
Okay, because we were up in Rolling Hills for a party.
Yes.
And just as we arrived, it started pouring.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then when we were leaving, it was just a drizzle, and I asked the valet guy, I said, do you think it's raining elsewhere? He said, I just spoke to my girlfriend in Torrance, and it's not raining there.
Right.
So when we came back down the hill, we got to Torrance, the streets were dry.
Right.
So then we went to Hermosa Beach, and on the way home from Hermosa last night, it poured again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we were at our house, and it was pouring. So did you get good rain, or?
No. Not at all. It was a hit or miss kind of a thing, and it was very strange.
Well, we need it. You know, God knows we need the rain, but I just wish they would give us a heads up. I wish they'd get it right once. You know, and now they're saying 50% chance of rain for Sunday night.
You're tough on weathermen.
I am, because they're pathological liars. You know, they never tell you the truth. You know, no rain here, and then we get poured on. But, you know, they're saying 50% chance of rain on Sunday, and Sunday is the fireworks.
The fireworks, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? They're wrong. They're going to be wrong, because they're never right. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm calling them all out. I'm calling out Dallas. I'm calling out Fritz. I'm calling out Jackie. I'm calling out everybody.
There you go.
Don't
they're all wrong.
It gets me very upset.
It's wonderful. It's the holidays.
I know. I'm trying not to be a Grinch.
We have a holiday party Saturday. We have a holiday party the next Saturday. It's just going to be fantastic. But also, it's a fantastic time to think of others that are less fortunate. It's a fascinating time to think of maybe even a raffle.
Yes.
Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Michelle Wynn from the Manhattan Beach Chamber and Danielle Anderson from the MiraCosta Band Boosters Club. Now, Michelle Wynn was born in Santa Monica, raised in Hawaii on the island of Oahu, and moved back to the mainland when she was 12 years old. She's lived in Hermosa Beach since 1983, went to Redondo Union High School, and took courses at El Camino Community College. Now, Michelle has worked for Hughes Aircraft, Rockwell International, and TRW, and she left the corporate world to work at home while raising her children. And she feels extremely fortunate to have raised her three children in such a wonderful community. She currently works for the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce as the member services representative and is excited to be part of this amazing community. Now, Danielle Anderson studied at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where she was trained in more than 100 dietary theories and studied a variety of practical lifestyle coaching methods. She attended Cal State Dominguez Hills, where she received meditation and integrative mental health certificates. She is proud to support the National Alliance on Mental Illness as a certified basics teacher and has a background working with children with special needs. She's lived in Manhattan Beach for over 20 years and raised her children here. Paddleboarding, long strand walks, and Zumba keep her happy and strong. Community service is a passion for Danielle. She's been a Girl Scouts troop leader, an instructor, and fundraiser for the MiraCosta High School bands, and has volunteered for several other projects. Her mission is to guide and teach integrative health and wellness concepts through lifestyle counseling and education to support brain and body health. So, as you mentioned earlier, Joe, this morning our guests are going to give us all the details on the Manhattan Beach Chamber holiday stocking. And this year, part of the proceeds will go to the MiraCosta High School band to help get the band a chance to play at Carnegie Hall.
Right.
So we'll learn exactly what's in the stocking. And I don't know if you remember last year. Last year, the stocking, the prizes were valued at over $5,000. This year, it's over $10,000. So we're going to learn what's in the stocking and how you can purchase raffle tickets to win this extraordinary prize. Michelle, Daniel, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you both.
It really is a wonderful, wonderful concept. And, of course, Costa at Carnegie. What a great concept to push forward and to lead with, because it's wonderful to see and to hear those kids really.
I want to hear about this. I want to hear about how this came to be.
Yeah.
Is it a contest? Is it like a battle of the bands, or do you just have to raise enough money to get them there and they get the opportunity to play?
Well, it's super exciting in that it's a professional performance at Carnegie Hall. The kids, the group had to apply, and you need to be accepted because it's Carnegie Hall, and it's sort of not a school performance. You know, oh, it's a bunch of different high schools. The kids are actually playing a professional paid performance, and we're not getting paid, but the customers that have season tickets were part of their season. And it'll be May 29th of 2016. And the kids are, we're raising money for expenses. All the kids are and families are paying for their share of the trip. But on top of that are the expenses, like, oh, we have to get instruments. We have to ship instruments. We have to rent instruments. Mm-hmm. There are luggage fees, extra meal fees, and we have financial aid for students because the trip can get pricey.
Right.
I never thought about that. So all those instruments, those would be considered second piece of luggage, huh?
Yeah, and we can't ship huge percussion instruments, so we're going to have to rent those there. And then there's the question of say you have a tuba. Do we ship a tuba or do we rent a tuba? So there's a ton of logistics that we have to work through. And we're taking, essentially a small village. I mean, it's 265 students and 53 staff chaperones.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It's gigantic. So when you add all that up, suddenly $20 times 300, you know what I mean? It goes, the expenses rack up quickly. So we've been doing lots of fundraisers all around town, and the chamber so graciously offered to let us participate in this. We're so thrilled and grateful.
Right.
Wow, that, you're right. That's a whole village. You're going to have a whole plane, probably, or you may have two planes.
Several planes. We have to book several planes, and it is, I can barely wrap my brains around all the logistics.
Wow, that is a lot. I mean, Joe, you know how tough it is. You know how tough it is to get through the airport. Could you imagine doing it with 300 people?
Yeah, right.
Teenagers. So that doesn't even include the parents, the family members, and friends that want to go to New York to see the performance, huh?
Right.
And they will go separately. So even though the kids are going for 5 days and four nights, and so it's technically a school field trip. So unless you're a chaperone, parents and friends and family, they can go on their own, but it's not like they're hanging out with their kid the whole time. You know, they'll buy their tickets to see the performance. So it's just thrilling. It's an amazing opportunity for these kids. And it's a testament to our performing arts program here at Costa, and that the kids are good enough to play Carnegie Hall. And last year, the music program won a Grammy. So we're not messing around over there. It's such a thing for our town to be proud of.
Wow, I didn't know that. They won a Grammy?
Yeah, tell us about that.
The program won a Grammy. Yeah, they won a Grammy last year. And the Grammy Foundation picks a few schools each year. And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you apply and you get evaluated. And Maricosta Music Program won. It's the band's program and the orchestra. So, and the band's program, you know, consists of a concert band, symphonic band, there's a wind ensemble, a jazz band, and marching band, and they have a jazz queue, and they have an indoor and outdoor percussion competition and percussion studio. And there are orchestras. So the music program is gigantic and very successful.
Wow.
Joe,
did you know all this? I know some of your kids went to Mira Costa.
Right.
Were any of them involved in band?
Oh, no. Now, all of my kids, my youngest is 21. He's already well out of high school.
No. I mean, when they were there.
Oh, yes, of course they knew about it, but no, we did not participate in band.
Oh, you did the athletic. You did the athletic.
That's
thing.
Correct.
That's right.
That's
okay.
Right. Swimming, baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But wow, recognized as a 2014 Grammy Signature School as a top three gold recipient, MiraCosta will receive $5,000 to benefit the school's orchestra, band, and choir programs. Fantastic.
No, isn't that great? I mean, gosh, we really, like I said, it's such a fantastic thing for our community to support and be proud of.
Right.
So how didn't we know this?
I don't know.
Somebody was sleeping on the job, one of us.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've tried to get it out there and publicize it, and this year we're really, now that we're out there pounding the pavement for Carnegie Hall, the word is getting out, so... That's the good thing. We're getting a spotlight on this.
Now, how exciting is that? And I got to ask you, so how many days will they be in New York?
So they'll be in New York for 5 days and four nights.
5 days. So they'll have time to go sightseeing and see other stuff. And
they will do a little bit of sightseeing for sure. They'll get to go to Central Park, they'll get to see the Empire State Building, they will do a lot of rehearsing, and they get to see a Broadway show, which is nice, and they'll do some collaborative performance with a school in New York City. I'm not sure of the details of that, they're still working out those logistics, and then the big day is Sunday when they rehearse and perform at Carnegie Hall. So, but they'll be busy. Their days are jam packed. Plus the 3-hour time difference. They're going to be, it's going to be like the New York train hit them. So,
yeah.
yeah, it's really, really great.
Well, Danielle, just a word of advice, because that's my hometown. If there is any spare time in the schedule, you've got to get them up on the High Line and check that out. Cause that is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the greatest things about New York City now. So,
What's the High Line?
It's a former elevated rail line that used to go across the west side of the city, and it was derelict since the late 60s, early 70s. And a group got together and put together a nonprofit, and they brought it back to life as a park. And so now it's wonderful, and it runs the length of I think from 34th Street down to Gansevoort Street. Down in the Meatpacking District, and it's elevated. It's the only place in New York City you can actually walk for over a mile and, like, not have to stop at a stoplight.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. So if you do it, if you have any spare time, and it's a state park. There are actually park rangers there. It's a state park. So and it's fabulous. And there's a ton of art installations up there, and you get views of the city you don't get anyplace else. So Central Park is great, but I think the High Line is just awesome. So yeah.
Well, that's a really good tip. I'm going to put that on the list here.
Put that on the list.
Yes. Fantastic. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We just learned so much about Miracosta Band.
That's why, I'm so glad to be talking about it, because I feel like unless you are part of the, a parent or, alumni part of the program, when I tell people what it really encompasses, everyone has the same reaction. I had no idea. We thought when you see Miracosta Band, that just means marching band. They had no idea that there's a symphonic band and a symphony and a philharmonic. I didn't even mention that. And our symphony orchestra philharmonic is directed by Peter Park. He's our orchestra director. And Joel Carlson runs the rest of it. And there's a pit orchestra that does the music for the spring musical in the drama department. That's a whole separate thing.
Right.
Wow.
I know. It is amazing. My son is in about 5 of these ensembles. He's a percussionist, so that's the other reason why we're so immersed in it.
I was just about to ask that if your children were involved in it.
Yes, my son is in 11th grade, and he's in 5 of these ensembles, and we just couldn't be happier about it. It's, these are good kids. They hang together. They support each other. They're super busy doing this, but it's their passion. And it's so great when your kids find their thing.
Right.
It's such a relief. Like, okay, you've got this. You've got to maintain your grades. You've got to show up. You've got to be on time. You have so much that you have to do to stay in it that I feel like it really gives them a focus and kind of a safe path,
Yeah. That's great.
It is. It's so, so great. So come on out to all our shows. We just had an orchestra show last night, and we're going to have our Facebook page and website, Miracosta Bands, and our Facebook page where we post all of our performances. So we hope you all come out and see this fantastic thing we have in our community.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So late in May, Manhattan Beach is going to be very quiet for a few days.
Yes, seriously. The entire music program is draining out of school for a week. It should be pretty quiet. The neighbors will be thrilled.
Now we go to the excitement of this holiday raffle, the holiday stocking drawing. And Michelle, it's, I remember when the chamber was looking for businesses to join the holiday stocking raffle just a month or two ago, but the list of businesses just is amazing that you've got.
I know. It's fantastic, isn't it? The participation is overwhelming this year. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. And
yay!
Just explain, Michelle, for a moment how it works and what people do. How can people participate?
In terms of buying a raffle ticket, you can just go to ManhattanBeachChamber.com, or what do you mean?
Yeah, okay, well we're going to get to that. I mean, but I just, oh. I guess, well, let's
for the
talk.
Businesses, how do they?
How do they donate to us? You can give us a call at the chamber, or, you can go online.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, give us a call, and we're happy to take your
donations. Can businesses still get
absolutely.
Involved now? Oh.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay.
Absolutely,
Joe, it's a stocking at right up to the last minute.
It's getting full.
You can come and stuff it in there, yeah.
Oh.
And I'm guessing the stocking has to be a lot bigger this year.
Yeah, $10,000 worth of items are in there, so it's huge. The donations are great, and it goes from hotels to restaurants to all kinds of businesses in the area. So, yeah, it's a very big stocking this year.
So you buy a ticket, or you buy 6 tickets for $100, 1 ticket for $20,
right.
6 for
right.
$100, right? And then how many winners are chosen?
Well,
Just the one.
Just one?
Just one. Yeah,
okay.
One lucky person will win our stocking, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you remember last year? I think Cindy McMaster won it last year.
Okay, I guess I blocked it out because, Jackie, one person is going to win an amazing... Okay, we have to go through this. One person, now there's one grand prize winner. Let's just go through a few, Michelle, of the things that this one person is going to win.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I don't know all of the items that we have. I know that there's restaurants. I know there's a hotel stay. Unfortunately, I don't have the list of actual items that we have, but you're more than welcome to go to our website, which is where we have everything listed, all the items.
I actually have a list. If you want, I can read it.
Oh, sure. Danielle, we just want to give people a sense of what someone's life is really going to change.
Oh yeah, it's so exciting. We're all thrilled, you know, at the Costa side. We can't get over what's in this basket. So it's things like a one night stay at the Ayers Hotel, Always Best Care Senior Services, a gift certificate, Allen Strategies, a small business brainstorming session, Atlantic West Publishing, one complimentary ad, Bacchus wine cooler and wine bottle, Beach City's Accounting, 2 hours of QuickBooks Consulting, Barely Marketing, a complimentary month of social media management, Bella Beach gift certificates, $50 and $100, Bradford Portraits, I'll just read the names and you get the idea. These are all certificates. Children's Orchid, Co-Dynamics Pilates Studios, Dax Wealth Management Group, Easy Reader, El Segundo Animal Hospital, Fit On Studios, Jennifer Goldstein from Keller Williams, Gourmet Blend, Irvine Marriott, It's Always Summer, Jackson, The Kettle, Manhattan Beach Watch Repair, Manhattan Beach Village, Manhattan Beach Marriott, Matisse Restaurant, Missing Link Productions, Mud Honey Salon, Office Depot, Paul Martin, Poise Fitness, Premier Business Bank, Hudoba Mexican Food, RPM Commercial Real Estate, The Rockefeller, The Roundhouse Aquarium, Sam's Spa, Seas Candy, Sims Restaurant Group, Street Food Cinema, Together Wine Company, and the Wellness Bank.
Well,
ton.
Yeah, there were three in there that I want to highlight. Like, for instance, Keller Williams. What are they doing?
So Keller Williams, apparently they are offering a bottle of wine and a complimentary home evaluation.
Okay, so home evaluation, what is your house worth, that kind of thing. What about Premier Business Bank?
Let's see, what about Premier Business Bank? They are offering a gift certificate. That's what it says. I'm not sure what that means, but there's a gift certificate there.
Their services, they're good.
Their services.
Yeah.
Oh, and last but not least, I hope, Street Food Cinema.
Yeah, so it looks like Street Food Cinema is offering 4 admissions to a 2016 screening, which is so cool.
Right.
Yeah, they do those over at the Manhattan Marriott a couple times each summer, don't they?
And all around the city. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to pick my spot when I win.
Well, that's going to be hard to do that because I'm going to win.
Oh.
I'll share my tickets with you.
Okay, good.
Well, I remember last year thinking you could literally get all of your holiday shopping done in one fell swoop. If you win that stocking, I mean, yes, you could do a lot of the stuff yourself, but a lot of the stuff you could just give as gifts to people.
I think it's going to take you 6 months
to get
through all of these coupons, either giving them away to friends and family or taking advantage of them yourself. I mean, it's literally going to take most of the year to get through them all.
Well, think of all the birthdays you've got covered. You've just covered everybody's birthday, anniversaries, sweet 16s, graduations. You've just covered everything. Mother's Day gifts, Father's Day gifts.
And talking about great restaurants, Paul Martin's. I mean, come on.
And Jackson's,
right.
One of my favorites,
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Paul Martin's, it's two $50 gift certificates from Paul Martin.
Yeah.
And let's see, what is Jackson's offering? this is also a gift certificate. There's a $200 gift certificate to the Manhattan Beach Village. I'm in just for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's so practical, because then you can go get lots of little items, $200. I mean, you could literally get 10 wonderful items, small items, but or 5 nice items, or 3 incredible items. That's fantastic.
That Apple store is in Manhattan Village Mall.
The Apple store.
You should make some people very happy this holiday season.
I was very, very specific grilling the representatives from the Manhattan Village Mall about that.
Right.
Manhattan Village Mall gift certificates apply to the Apple store and everything else. It's crazy.
Yeah, everything except Tin Roof Bistro.
Yes, right. Amazing.
To be honest, I didn't even know there were gift certificates just to the village, so that's pretty interesting that exists. It's very cool.
I don't think that they've really publicized it to the degree that they should, because it is something that if you were to give it to someone as a present, it wouldn't be like, a gift certificate like to Best Buy or something like that. It's so much better than that. I mean, you've got food, you've got clothing, you've got, Apple Store. It's just
services.
Yeah, yeah. It's really.
Well, listen, you guys need to get out more, because South Bay, California has the same thing.
Yeah.
They do?
Yes. Del Amo has the same. Yes. You can go to the little customer service desk or kiosk, and you can buy a South Bay Galleria gift certificate the same way Manhattan Village. You can buy a gift certificate from Manhattan Village that's good at all the stores. So, yeah.
That's so smart. I love that. I love this idea. It's really smart.
And it's funny that I knew this, because I'm not a shopper, that you guys didn't know this. This is it's an upside-down world today.
Oh, here also, the Roundhouse, I don't have the ones anymore. Mine are in high school, but the Roundhouse is offering a one-hour weekend birthday party or scout troop visit.
Mm.
So that's cool, too.
Yeah, of course.
And I heard that there were quite a few gifts in that stocking that aren't even local. Something Irvine, a hotel in Irvine, and a couple of other businesses that aren't even local. So everybody's getting into it.
Yeah, that's a one-night stay at the Irvine Marriott, which is great. I mean, there's some shopping over there, some good shopping.
Just a little.
Yeah, right? let's see. And then we have the Ayers Hotel here, and I guess it's good for, I didn't know there was one in, or maybe it covers, it says Ayers Hawthorne, Manhattan, LAX, so I don't know if that means if that's what that hotel covers, or is there three different Ayers Hotels?
No, there's only one.
Okay.
No, there are other Ayers Hotels.
Well, I'm sorry, in the South Bay?
No, not in the South Bay, but there are others. It's a chain. It's not a chain. It's it's a group.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just for that hotel or any of their hotels in the area. But we can figure that out. You know, we can figure it out when we win it.
That's right. I'm happy with the hotel and I stay anywhere. That's
right. Well,
We got to ask Michelle. Oh, you know what? Let's do our station break.
Right.
First, Joe, and then I got to ask Michelle a question.
All right, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the South Bay Show. We're having a wonderful time talking about the Manhattan Beach Chamber Holiday Stocking Drawing. And it is not only amazing what the grand prize is, which is a stocking of stuffed with the most amazing gift certificates and coupons that you can imagine, but the beneficiary of this year's holiday stocking raffle is MiraCosta's Costa to Carnegie. It's a wonderful opportunity for the band program to visit Carnegie Hall and to have a concert there, and it's going to be quite representation of the South Bay. Over 300 South Bay residents, children, and chaperones. It's just going to be fantastic event. If you'd like to ask questions or if you have to have you, please join us if you're a band member at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. And if you're a band member, especially, we'd love to have you call and tell us what being a member of the MiraCosta music program means to you. We'd love to hear that. And there you go.
You must have been looking at the website, Costa to Carnegie. Get this, Manhattan to Manhattan.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, so I got to ask Michelle, so is the chamber office, can you even get through it with all of the gifts that are piling up in there?
We have them all tucked away in a nice safe place.
Yeah.
In your safe place.
Yes, we have a very safe place for all the donations.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to participate can go, either business wants to contribute to the holiday stocking raffle, they're still, you can make entries. Or if you want to buy a ticket, you can just go to ManhattanBeachChamber.com, and you'll see right there on the homepage, if you look with Chamber Events, there you go, boom, it shows December 1 holiday stocking raffle. And now, when is the drawing, Michelle?
The drawing is December 23rd.
December 23rd, okay.
Which is, yeah. Isn't that later than it was last year? If I recall last year, it was earlier in the month, or am I wrong?
That, unfortunately, I don't know, but it's right before Christmas, so I think it was
a couple of weeks earlier last year. Which would give you time to figure out who you give them what to.
Right. This is going to be Christmas Eve, and it's going to take, you know, all night to wrap all these and to get them out there.
Well, that's assuming you're giving them as gifts, okay? Unless you plan to keep it everything for yourself. You know, you'd have to be a person of leisure to have time to use all of these certificates.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. It's just overwhelming, really. And that's a wonderful thing. I thought that we're going to have five different winners or something like that, but one grand prize winner. Okay.
One grand prize winner, yeah. Yeah. Now the question begs to be asked, Michelle, is it all eventually going to be in a giant stocking?
We'll have to wait and see. That'll be the big surprise.
I see it.
Yeah, they'll probably have to have a crane. They'll have to have a crane lift and deliver it to the lucky winner.
Absolutely. Wow. You'll have to get a safe deposit box for all these.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You'd have to get a really big safe deposit box.
Yeah.
You need a bank vault.
I mean, I think the participation from the local businesses has been overwhelming. I'm really proud of the community. Even like you said, outside of the community, people were donating. It's a great cause. I mean, who doesn't want to help their kids? My kids, one of my children is in the band in Newport Beach, so this is near and dear for me as well. And, I mean, what a great opportunity for these kids to play at Carnegie Hall. Why would we not want to support that?
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience, you know?
Yeah, it's life-changing.
I mean, as good as all these kids are that Danielle's saying, you know, these kids are obviously very talented. I'm sure some of them will have an opportunity in their adult life to go back and play. But for most people, it's a one-time thing.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Michelle, I know we're going to talk more about the stocking, and we're sometimes joined by other members of the chamber for announcements and so forth. But I have to ask you, born in Santa Monica, moved to the island of Oahu, moved back at 12. What was that experience? What do you remember? What are your fondest memories of Oahu?
Climbing trees, eating fruit off of the trees, swimming in the ocean. My family, actually, we would go to the other side of the island, and we would fish for puka shells, and my dad would string them up, and we actually made enough money to furnish our entire home. Sounds cliche, but that's what we did, and it was fun, you know, scooping them out of the ocean and finding, you know, the pearls of the sea. So that was one of my fondest memories. But we moved there after my father was a Marine in the Vietnam War. So after the war, he transferred to Oahu. And it was a great, you know, I'm a beach person. So it was a great way to be brought into this world, I think.
Right. Right. Fantastic.
That sounds idyllic, doesn't it?
Well, the part about just deciding, okay, we're going to take a trip. It's going to be a day trip. We're all going to have fun. We're going to come back with lots of shells, and we're going to make money.
Well, it was over a period of time. It wasn't just one day. We would go over a period of time for weeks, and, you know, we would fish them out. My mom didn't swim, so my brother and I had to get in there and scoop out the shells, and my dad was the creative genius behind it all. And, you know, you take for granted some of these things are kind of cliche, like, oh, I'm going to get a surfboard company, move to Hawaii and make surfboards, but you can still actually make a real living doing these things there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun. It was wonderful, actually.
Nothing cliche about it in my world.
Oh, good.
Michelle, nothing. It's part of the possibilities. The world is a very, very big place. And with all the things that we are hearing about, all the strife and the tension and wars and all of that, there's still many, many, many hundreds, thousands of wonderful places to live in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That
I've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, now, Jackie.
I was just going to say, so the tickets for the raffle went on sale December 1st.
Right.
And you can purchase them right up to the 23rd, correct, Michelle?
Correct.
Right up to the 23rd, because it's kind of computerized or
right.
So you don't have to worry, oh, they're going to miss my ticket if I don't buy it.
Right.
Early. No, it's all going to be in there. And again, we have to cover it's $20 a ticket, so it's very, very reasonable for someone to participate if they just want to support the band effort. But also, if you really want to win, six tickets
for 100.
For $100.
It's not bad.
No. You can go in for maybe.
You can give them. Hmm? Yeah, you can. I'm sorry. You can give them away as office gifts. You know, you can buy some for your office and see what they get on December 23rd. It's a great way to just participate in the community. And like I said, help these kids get to Carnegie Hall. Can't think of a better reason to purchase a ticket.
Right.
Yeah, that is a good idea. You can, and your odds are a lot better than Lotto.
Mm-hmm.
A lot better. Now that's interesting. Maybe office pools could get together. Pool their money to buy, six or 12 or more tickets, and the office will have a better chance of winning.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Wow.
I mean, what a fun way to be part of an office, you know, a holiday event. You buy some, you see who wins, you share everything, and you know, it's just a great team building idea. And, like I said, you can give it to somebody that you know, might not have as great of a Christmas, participate with the Carnegie Hall, and also give somebody a chance to win these amazing prizes.
Right.
And if they win, I would hope that they would, you know, pay it forward and
sure.
give back, you know.
I'm sure. It's a terrible stocking.
Yeah, well, you ever wonder, you know, because I know it's popular to give Lotto tickets, you know, in cards and stuff, and I always wonder about the people, you know, that actually win. You know, could you imagine giving somebody a Lotto ticket and they win? And you'd be like, why didn't I keep it?
Yeah. And I was thinking this would be a good Hanukkah gift, you know. I hear some of my friends saying, oh, they're running out of ideas for Hanukkah gifts. Well, here you go. Get one of these.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's right.
A Hanukkah gift that outlives Hanukkah. Because Hanukkah will end, I think, on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this will happen on the 23rd. Perfect idea. Something that lasts.
Great.
Well, we're thrilled about this. This is an amazing event for the community. An amazing event for MiraCosta's music program, and really highlighting the music program for MiraCosta, which is always fantastic. I live on Ruland Avenue, actually, and I can hear when there's a football game or some event at the field, we can actually hear the band. Even we're a couple miles away. It's pretty funny. But the sound just travels up Bruland. It's really strange.
Yeah, it's really fun. They march down, I believe that's Peck, on their way to the field.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone can hear it. And it's so fun. It sounds like, there's this big parade going on. Actually, there is. There's all these musicians marching down the street into the football field. And I love the sound of it.
It makes the neighborhood feel, in my mind, it just feels good. It feels good to hear the music and to know the neighborhood is alive and that there are people having fun. And of course, the music is really always very, very good. Now, Danielle, when we talk about the music program, we talked about it a little bit, but can you give us the overview again? How many different parts to the music program are? There's an orchestra program, there's the pit orchestra. Give us that rundown again.
Sure. So we have on the band's program, or the music program in general, consists of there's year-round curriculum, curricular ensembles, which would be concert band, symphonic band, wind ensemble, jazz one. There's also color guard and winter guard, and the seasonal ensembles are marching band, jazz two, competitive indoor percussion, and percussion studio. And then there are extracurricular ensembles, which are the symphony orchestra and philharmonic orchestra and the pit orchestra. So there's something for every musician, every kind of musician at COSTA in the music program.
Mm.
So it sounds to me like this is a world-class music program. Do kids vie to get into MiraCosta because of that? You know how kids vie to get into colleges for various different reasons. Is there a list for kids that want to do? Because band is a big thing now. I mean, there's competitions all over the world. Yeah, and I didn't know this. Did you know this, Joe?
Well, I knew that they had a great program. I mean, yes, but I mean the size and scope of it is, I think, has grown in the last 3, 4, 5 years. Is that true, Danielle, or has it always been this extensive?
It has. It's been growing every year, and from my understanding is that just competing as a marching band, they've really only been competing, I think, for a few years. I want to say maybe 3 or 4 years. And they are doing fantastic. I think that the music program is growing, you know, because there's the sort of filter through middle school. There's they have a music program, the elementary schools have it. And what's really amazing is everybody is welcome. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're not the best musician, when you leave this program, you are a better musician. I think that's what I appreciate about it. One of the things I appreciate most about it is everyone's welcome. The goal is to teach you the skills to be a better musician and have you enjoy what you're doing, you know, and they learn about working together as a team. They learn about commitment. They learn about being on time. There's so many valuable skills that come out of this program, not to mention the academic support, you know, all the studies about how music enhances your brain and, enhances your creativity. So I feel like all the other extra stuff to me is, as a parent, what I love about it.
Right.
It keeps growing. They are doing, and I think their attitude is sort of low pressure, not low pressure, but they are really in it for teaching the kids about the music and the concepts of being a musician and everything that means. So I feel like the experience they get is positive, and that's why they get better. They're not terrified to be there because they're not good enough. You know, they're in there getting better week after week.
So, they're not getting hit over the head by some coach like that movie, right?
They're not. They are not. They're real. I mean, there's they're, I don't want to say they're strict, but, you know, they have their rules and how they do things, but it's still pretty nurturing, you know? I mean, you can't beat talent into people, and the way to get it out is to, you know, let the kids be who they are and let them learn in the way that's best for them and let them understand what the process is.
I'm curious, Danielle. Now, you said that the marching band really only started competing a few years ago. Did a new musical director come in and put a fire under this? Or you know what I'm getting at?
Right, right. Gosh, I wish I knew the answer to that question. But Joel Carlson, he is the director of the music program, and he is, I swear, so amazing. I love this guy. The kids love him. He wrangles all these kids working year-round with all these programs, and I can't believe how calm and sane he is. I would be jumping out the window. And he really, the kids love him. He's such a kind, smart, generous person. You know, my hat's off to him, and that the kids want to be in his class, and they want to be taught by him. So it really, the leadership is important. And the same with orchestra. Mr. Park is the symphony and orchestra director. And, you know, their styles are different, but the kids love them and want to be a part of what they're doing. So I think that's the kind of what the key. And the parents. The parents, the boosters support the heck out of this thing.
Right.
I mean, I'm volunteering as a fundraising for the band side this year. And it's kind of a mini full-time job. Like, I had no idea what would go into this, and I'm just one person. There's a gigantic booster team, and they all are working on the band side at least year-round because bands go through summer. They rehearse most of the summer, and then their band season ends in November. And then on top of that, all these other programs are happening. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of shocked that how much work it is just to be a booster and volunteer and support this thing. So the commitment by everyone is impressive. I have no idea. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. So
you know what's impressive? What's impressive is in this day and age when we hear about all of these programs, arts and music programs being cut from school, that MiraCosta has a program of this at this level. That's so impressive.
How extensive it is and how well received it is.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, that they have it, period.
Mm.
You know, does the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation support this, Danielle?
Yeah, so the Education Foundation and MBX, we get all these programs get a portion, give their amount to the program. I would say that from what I'm seeing, it's really a testament to the students and the families. I mean, the families are the ones that are rallying behind this and fundraising and keeping this thing alive. You know, the teachers need to be able to work on the curriculum and teach the kids and wrangle all these kids. So the parents, the volunteers, the supporters, it's unbelievable. They love this program so much, and it really shows. They are so committed. So I think that's what it takes. It's definitely a community. It takes a village, but for sure, to do this. But it's spearheaded by the teachers and the parents and the students. So.
And the village is going to the big city in May.
The village is going to the big city and in May. And just thrilled to pieces about it. We also have opportunities to hire our bands as part of our fundraising. We have amazing jazz bands and symphonies, so we have a thing called Gigs to Carnegie, and we can people can get in touch with us on our website and hire them. So
what,
that's kind of cool.
What is your website?
So our website is MiraCostaBands.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And everything is on there, everything you need to know. Also say that I'm looking for this information. If anyone's interested in going to our concert on the 29th in New York City. It's part of this Distinguished International New York 2016 concert series. Mm. So it's musicians musicians and singers from across America participate in this Distinguished concert series. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's in New York, come see us perform.
Okay.
It'll be great. Fantastic.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Yes.
I just decided I'm going to participate in a fundraiser on December 15th from 4 to 9 p.m. I'm going to be going to Slider Stop.
Excellent.
Yes. December 15th from 4 to 9 p.m. Slider Stop, 2315 Artesia Boulevard, and I'm going to have like four or five classics. That's what I'm
gonna do. Yeah, you were talking about that yesterday. You're very excited about the Slider Stop.
I am. The concept is fantastic. The service is excellent. They really are just, a gem, a diamond in the rough. And Jackie, it's Slider Stop number one.
Yep.
This is like Manhattan, McDonald's number one. I think they could really do something big.
That's your kind of fundraiser.
Yes, yeah, my kind
that's
of fundraiser.
Your kind of fun. If it involves eating, it's your kind of fundraiser.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
I haven't been. I'm excited to try it.
Yeah.
That'll be the day I'm there for sure.
All right.
And I'll also, since we're talking about fundraisers, I'll mention a couple others that we have.
Yeah.
We have ice skating fundraiser on December 18th from 7 to 9:30. Anyone's welcome, and it benefits our Costa at Carnegie. It's the perfect thing to do on your way to see Star Wars. Skate, make a night of it, have mm-hmm. dinner, skate, and go see Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Mom's Night Out on March 2nd, which goes to the band's choir and orchestra program. So we wanted to mention that. And we have a GoFundMe account. So search Costa at Carnegie on GoFundMe, and you can just plop a donation in there if you don't want anything. It's easy. And you can watch the tally grow. It's exciting.
Now, MiraCostaBands.com, and you'll find out all the information about those fundraisers. Of course, the ice skating at the Toyota Sports Center and Mom's Night Out at Mike Lacey's amazing Comedy and Magic Club.
Yes, yes.
Now, who sets up that GoFund site? That's interesting. Is that one of the boosters' ideas? Say, hey, let's do this?
Yeah, I actually set up the GoFundMe site. I heard from a band parent that their son had raised their share of going to Carnegie Hall, their share of the money, doing a GoFundMe with their friends and family. So we thought, why don't we just do a GoFundMe for the whole thing and give people a chance to share the website. And, like I said, it's a straight donation. You pop it in there, and then you're done. You don't have to buy candy. You don't have to do anything. And you can send it anywhere. You can send it all over the world if you want. So, and so far we're doing pretty good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is something, what you just said right there. People are going to hear this, and they're going to be thinking, why don't I start a GoFundMe site for my schools, my kids this, or the schools this. I imagine a lot more people will be doing that. And as you said, it's easy, it's convenient. And what you said, one of the parents, what they did, what a great idea. Set that up and send an email to all your friends and relatives saying, hey, instead of sending a pair of pajamas this Christmas, how about throwing a couple of bucks in the GoFundMe account as a gift? I think that is amazing.
Right.
It is. It's so easy. They make it so easy. They accept donations on their site. And when we get outside donations, grandma sent us a check because she doesn't ever go online. That's fine. We can, deposit that check, and I can add that amount to our GoFundMe account. So, I send out a little thank you through GoFundMe, and it posts on Facebook, and it sends you an email. They make it super easy to manage as well. So that's good for people like me.
Now, how do people find the GoFundMe?
Sure. You can find us on our website, and I'll also mention our Maricosta Orchestra. That's mchsorchestra.com. So either of those. We're merging these two programs together to go to Carnegie. And then GoFundMe is at gofundme.com/Costa to Carnegie. And you can also search by town. So if you forget that it's called Costa to Carnegie, search Manhattan Beach schools or Manhattan Beach area, and anything happening in Manhattan Beach will pop up. So it's very easy.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I think that's amazing. Amazing. All right.
It's
so
really
it is. So, okay, everybody, December 1st, they started selling the raffle tickets. You can buy them right up to the day of the drawing, December 23rd. Tickets are $20 for one ticket or $100 for six tickets.
Yes.
All right. And it's for an amazing cause. All right. Sending these kids to Carnegie Hall to play and represent the South Bay.
Yes, absolutely.
Michelle, you want to give us out contact information one more time?
Absolutely. It's if you want to do, if you still want to give a donation, you can swing it by the chamber at 425 15th Street. We're right next to the post office. If you're having problems with the website and you're unable to purchase a ticket online, you can call us at our office at 545-5313. And I'd just like to give a special shout out to our CEO, James O'Callaghan, for actually getting out there and getting people to participate in this great fundraiser. He's done an amazing job, obviously, getting a lot more donations this year. And I think it's just a great way to be, you know, participate in a community activity and help these kids get to where they need to get to.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
I can see James banging on doors. Banging on the doors.
He's amazing with the chamber. He does so much for the community, and it's just an important way to be part of the community. Being part of the chamber helps these activities that are going on in the schools and in our community, so it's just a wonderful way to participate in your community.
I love it. I love it. Costa to Carnegie, May 29th, 2016, Carnegie Hall, NYC. At GoFundMe, you just type in Costa, the number 2, letter 2, and then Carnegie, C-A-R-N-E-G-I-E, Costa to Carnegie, and you'll find it. And wow, we're up to 12 grand already.
We are actually, I have to update it. We're actually up to almost
$28,000.
Yes, this is happening, people. This is happening. We're almost up to $28,000. We have some corporate sponsors that have swooped in, and we are looking, by the way, for more corporate sponsorship. So we have T-shirts that they can be on. We have advertising opportunities in our programs and projections in our performances. We have banners. So also any business that's interested in being a corporate sponsor, please contact me, Danielle Anderson, and I will send you our corporate package.
How do they contact you, Danielle Anderson?
I'm at danielle.anderson96@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the Costa website, we have a form you can fill out, to a contact form, and all that will get to me.
Okay.
Or on the orchestra side, we have Beth Nicosia and Pam D'Amarillo, who are doing what I'm doing on the orchestra side. We all work together. So contact any of us on either of the websites.
Well, kudos to you. Kudos to the parents and boosters.
Wow.
That is amazing. The whole thing is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we appreciate this community support, and I'd like to thank James as well. I reached out to him, I think in September, and he brought this up right away. I'm so grateful. So, yes, a big thank you to the Chamber and everyone's support.
Right. Fantastic. Well, it's great to be a part of it, and it's great to think, hey, if you're going to be in New York in May, you know, you got something you can see. That's not your everyday thing.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Michelle Nguyen, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. And Danielle Anderson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thanks again for your support.
Well, we are thrilled to support the music program at Costa. It's fantastic, and what a fantastic event. Of course, that's it for us this week. Have a fantastic weekend, everyone. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week. And then the week after that is going to be Christmas. Have a fantastic weekend. Don't push and shove at the stores too much. Enjoy your shopping. Bye-bye.